La Pendaison, or The Hanging by Jacques Callot, depicts a gruesome mass execution by hanging. Dominating the etching is a large tree with 22 lifeless bodies hanging from its branches. On the bottom is inscribed, "In the end, these plunderers hung like bad fruit from a tree." This shows the general contempt the French felt for nations that stood in their way. The piece is dated 1632, which suggests it is an illustration of a prisoner of war hanging from the Thirty Years' War. La Pendaison comes from a series called The Miseries and Disasters of War, a fitting name because the etchings show the unjust conducts of war. This particular etching is guessed to be of the Siege of Lorraine, in which the French destroyed the city and took prisoners to be hung. In those days, hanging was believed to be the most humiliating and cruel punishment, usually given to those who opposed the king and their country. In the background, the French army is circling in the hanging scene, and in the distance, war machines are being packed and made ready for travel. Next to the tree is a ladder on which a priest is blessing the hanging men as a last chance for redemption for their past acts. At the bottom right of the tree is a stump where a man is being tortured by having his hand cut off. The cutting off of the hand was usually a sign given to thieves who were caught. This particular man might have been someone who stole from his neighbor who had been killed when the French army invaded. Brutality like this was a common practice of many armies during the time period. To the left of the tree, a prisoner is talking with a group of French soldiers, possibly selling something, which is meant to show the misconducts of an undisciplined and inexperienced army. To the far right, a man is bidding his lover a last farewell before being sent to hang. This shows the disregard for loved ones and the execution of prisoners. It also shows the French pride in not killing any women. Then, in the center of the piece, is perhaps the most interesting part. There is a stump surrounded by something. It is hard to tell what something is, but the stump is more easily deciphered. The stump resembles the town that used to be there, once a great tower of pride, now reduced by an axe to the lowly form of a stump, with no sign of the hewn tree. This represents how the French had cut down Lorraine's pride, and further symbolism can be drawn from the hanging tree. It resembles France, a pillar of fortitude and prowess in war, now the site for the death of 22 men, yet still flourishing in its old years. Callot's artwork was created to protest the war practices and show the French public the kinds of torture used on prisoners of war. The goal of his protest was to bring reform to the French army and stop unjust torture. Callot's message was lost to the French people, but his artwork helps show us war practices from the 17th century. It seems savage for this type of torture, but it is not unlike war practices today. Prisoners of war have been tortured since the very beginning of time, but over the years it has changed a great deal. The miseries and disasters of war continue even today. This has been a Southwest Bulldog podcast by Luke.